Chapter 12, Raggedy Ann and the Mouse. Every day, Raggedy Ann woke up happy. But today, Raggedy Ann was very angry. She had a frown on her face. Someone or something had been in the doll's room and left a trail of crumbs.
"It's such a mess," said Raggedy Ann.
"Something must be done about it,"
said Lisa. She was also very angry.
"When I catch who did this, I don't know what I will do with him," said the tin soldier.
He felt angry, too.
"It was a mouse. Here is the hole he came from," said Uncle Clem. "Come see."
All the dolls ran to Uncle Clem. He was down on his hands and knees.
"This must be the place," said Raggedy Ann. "We will cover the hole. He will not come out again."
The dolls found old clothes and pieces of paper. They pushed them into the mouse's hole.
"I thought I heard a mouse last night,"
one of the penny dolls said. Marcella came into the doll's room. When Marcella saw the crumbs, she ran downstairs. She told Daddy and Mama about it. They came upstairs with her. Soon, they also found the mouse's hole. Later that day, Marcella came running into their room. She had a small kitten in her arms. Marcella showed the kitten to all the dolls.
"Her name is Boots," said Marcella. "See, she has four little white feet."
Boots was a happy kitten. She played with the penny dolls. She jumped at them from behind the chairs. All of them had a lot of fun. Soon, Marcella left the room. Then Raggedy Ann played with Boots. They rolled around on the floor. They liked each other and enjoyed themselves. Boots slept on top of Raggedy Ann. The kitten was heavy, but Raggedy Ann was very glad to have Boots sleep with her. At night, Boots started to cry for her mommy. She missed her mama. It was the first time she had been away from home. Raggedy Ann talked to her and made her feel better. Soon, Boots went back to sleep. Within a few days, Boots had become friends with all the dolls. She did not cry at night. The dolls told her about the mouse. She said that she would look for him at night. One night, all the dolls were sleeping. Only Boots was awake. Then, a small mouse came out of the hole. Boots jumped after the mouse. She hit the toy piano. The piano made a lot of noise and the dolls woke up. They ran over to Boots. She was sitting with a little mouse in her mouth. The mouse was squeaking loudly. Raggedy Ann did not like to hear it squeak, but she did not want the mouse to leave a mess again either. So Raggedy Ann said to the tiny little mouse,
"You should not come here. Why don't you go out and live in the barn?"
"I am not hurting anyone,"
squeaked the little mouse.
"This is the first time I have ever been here."
"Aren't you the little mouse who left all the crumbs?"
Raggedy Ann asked.
"No,"
the little mouse answered.
"I was visiting the mice inside the walls. I live in the barn and have three baby mice. I did not leave any crumbs."
"Are you a mama mouse?" Uncle Clem asked.
"Yes,"
the little mouse squeaked.
"If the kitten will let me go, I will run home to my children. I will never come back here."
"Let her go, Boots," the dolls said.
"She has three little baby mice at home."
"No,"
Boots told them.
"This is the first mouse I have ever caught. I want to eat her."
The little mama mouse began squeaking even more loudly.
"If you do not let the mama mouse go, Boots, I will be very sad, and I will not want to play with you,"
said Raggedy Ann.
"Raggedy will not play with Boots,"
said all of the dolls. All of them liked to play with Raggedy Ann. They would be very sad if she did not play with them. So they thought Boots would feel sad too. But Boots did not let the little mama mouse go. The dolls talked together. While they talked, Boots played with the mouse. She let the little mouse go, and then when the mouse ran, she caught it again. She did this again and again, until the poor mouse grew very tired and could not run. Raggedy Ann watched the little mouse try to run away, but Boots caught it every time. This made Raggedy Ann very sad. Tears came to her eyes. Boots started to jump after the little mouse again. This time, Raggedy Ann threw her arms around the kitten's neck.
"Run, Mama Mouse!"
Raggedy Ann shouted as she held the kitten. The mouse was too tired to run. Uncle Clem ran and pushed the Mama Mouse into the hole. Then the little mouse was gone. When Raggedy Ann took her arms from around Boots, the kitten was very angry. She scratched Raggedy Ann with her claws. But Raggedy Ann only smiled. It did not hurt her at all. Boots felt ashamed. She went over and lay down near the hole in the wall. She waited for the mouse to come back. But the mouse never returned. She was with her baby mice in the barn. Raggedy Ann and the dolls went to bed. In the night, Raggedy Ann felt something jump up on her bed. It was Boots. Boots licked Raggedy's face. Raggedy Ann smiled happily to herself. Once again, Boots slept on top of Raggedy Ann. Raggedy Ann knew that Boots was not angry with her for helping Mama Mouse.